38 days of the Yom Rukovshin Samachay. We're holding on Daf Lama today. We're at the Mishnah on Chav Tesamid Beis. Amechaber Taner, Mipnei Shu Mityare, Mipnei Nochrim, Mipnei Listim, Mipnei Ruach Ra'ah, Mipnei Acholesh Yishan Patur. Someone who puts out a lamp because he's worried about, of course, this was at the time we saw earlier in the Parsim of Chaberim, they didn't allow people to have lights on certain times when they were part of the mode of worship of their idol. And so he puts out the fire. Now, it's not clear whether, is it an actual sakanat nefashot, and it would be mutar lechatchila. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Or mipnei listim, he doesn't want to be spotted by people who may realize that he's camping out and come to attack him. Or mipnei ruach ra'ah, which is an interesting case because ruach ra'ah essentially is a psychological illness. So that the Rambam actually very, very early description of manic depression. He talks about a type of illness which a person, when exposed to stimulation and a lot of people and so on, becomes extremely manic and wild. And such things are found, he says, in people who suffer from depression. Very, very interesting. Anyway, so the Shaila is the Gemara entertains, at least as a possibility, the notion that this is mutter legamre, because we're talking about a sakana of nefesh, which means that we have here a mocker in the Gemara that psychological illness is considered to be sakanat nefashot, and indeed, this is brought lahalacha, many, many shaylas and tshuvas through the ages, as to what the status is of that kind of illness, legabi chilul Shabbat. Or for a chole, and the chole needs to rest, so we'll put out the light in order to enable the chole to rest. This is certainly a rather roundabout thing that we're doing for the chole. I mean, you think it'd be better to take the light out of the room than to put the light off. I mean, you know, it's not clear. Indeed, from this many or doresh, that even such roundabout usages, hamechabe zoriz, because it may take another 2 seconds for the chole to fall asleep. If you take the fire out, I think if you turn it off. In other words, any shimush for the chole is considered to be the zoriz is niskar. The problem is that if it's talking about a real second, not for sure. Why say patur? I mean, you say mutar. It's even a mitzvah. Listim would also be nefashot. So this we'll see. Kechas al haner, kechas al Hashem, kechas al aptila. Now, if he puts out the fire as one who is worried about hurting the lamp is going to get all covered with soot, or as one who is worried about using up his fuel, or one who is worried about using up his limited number of tilaot, so then he would be chayav. Again, we'll see, so is that exactly a chiddush? Well, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yossi actually says, you're potter on all of these except for the ptila. Chutz mina ptila, mipnei shu oseh pecham. Because in putting out a ptila, you carbonize the tip of the ptila. And that is essentially what the creative element of kibui is and was in the Mishkan. To have a fire burning and burning things up is not creative in terms of chilul Shabbat. Where do we see that in the Mishkan? But we do know that they needed to make ptilot, because then that's pecham. So that's the only one you'd be chayav on. So the Gemara now, of course, this is the famous machloket. Are you chayav on a melacha she'enat tzvicha legufa? When you're putting out the flames, you're not achieving anything. You just don't want the fire to be here. So that kibui is not the tzorah gufo. It's only in the last case, says Rabbi Yossi, where it's ala ptila, that there would be the tzorah gufo. And therefore, he's cholek on the Tanakama, who says you would be chayav on any of the above. So apparently we have three dargas over here. I mean, some unassociated. The first one is talking about perhaps sakanat nefashot. I mean, it seems to be the same in terms of malacha shenatzicha legufa. If I put out a fire because I'm worried about the ptilah, or I put out the fire because I'm worried about the cholet, correct? Neither of them are tzara gufa. Yet for some reason, in one we say patur, and in the other one we say chayav. That's a little hard to understand. Reb Yossi is consistent. Reb Yossi says, look, all of these cases are cases of melachah and tzricha l'gufa, except for one. Out of all of the cases of the Mishnah, the only case that would be a melachah tzricha l'gufa is the ptilah case. By the way, the language kichas is a little bit strange. I should say, chas, ha'omer, chas ha'lashem. I translated as kih as chas, one who is chas. In other words, he's doing it not, but it's a mipnei in the first case. There's no mipnei in the second group of cases. Doesn't say mipnei shechas. So the partial way of understanding it is that kichas is the equivalent. As one who is chas al haner, I don't have to explain to you, the one who is chas al haner is doing it in order to save the ner. That's a given. I'm saying one, it's easier for us to describe his purpose. And the second, it's easier for us to describe his state of mind, right? You see that? Because otherwise I'd have to explain it. No. So I'd have to say, Kidei shalo yitashen haner, Kidei shalo yisarech hashem, and so on. So instead I say, Kichas haner, it's one who is chas al haner. You understand what that means. I'd have to explain it. But, I mean, okay, there's all kinds of, you know, it's a cute remuzim, and if the Gro learns Kichas, means, look, we're talking about over here about a Ner Shabbat. A Ner Shabbat can't possibly cost you money because your whole parnosa is from Rosh Hashanah, except for Shabbos expenses. So what are you worried about? You're worried you're going to use up the Shemen? So what? It's not going to cost you anything anyway. So therefore, Ki'ilu Chas. But it's silly because it's not going to be Kasa. Right, those types of pshatim, and I think that the pshuta is mamish kidvarai, but the kid is referring to the person.
One shouldn't save money on Shabbos expenses.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he said. If it doesn't cost you anything, why save money? Might as well be mechaber to Shabbos.
I'm not sure if they're punished.
That's he asked for. So, ask the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about? I mean, the Sefer says chayav in a case where you're actually putting it out for purposes other than pacham. So, if you're chayav, shman na Rebbe Yehuda. That means that we're talking about the man, the Amar Hotzim, Malok Hashem, Tzricha L'gufa, you're chayav, because otherwise, why are you chayav for putting out a light if all you want to do is make sure that the lamp doesn't get soot? But then, how do you understand the opening of the Mishnah? The opening of the Mishnah says patur, so I'm a mamonashah. So Reishu Mayaskin, if you're talking about a choleshi yesh bo sakana, and the reason that even though I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that a malachash eina tzricha l'gufa is chayev, I still say that your patur, if you put it out for a chole, is because we're talking about a choleshi yesh bo sakana. So what are you telling me your patur? You should tell me that it's mutter. So then, mutter me boiler. And if it's a cholesha in bo sakanas, you did the wrong thing. And if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you're chayav chatas. If you did it, you thought it was mutter, whatever. So he should say chayav chatat. So, you know, probably the only way out of this is to say liolam b'cholesha yesh bo sakana. And the truth is that it means mutar. Tinu delitnei mutar. I did it by the mitnei sefer chayav, but just simply in order to keep the Mishnah parallel. Meanwhile, keep you on your toes. So instead of saying mutar, which wouldn't have matched up with the chayav, we say patur in the first case is because there's a sakana, and the last case is thereby matched. Here it says chayav, and here it says patur. But actually, it's mutar. So I did by lemitnei sefer chayav, tonanami reisha patur. In which case, the Gemara is coming out, in fact, that all of those cases, and particularly the big Kiddush, two very fascinating Kiddushim that we spoke about. One is that manic depression is considered to be a sekonis nefashas. And the other one is that the convenience or the more rapid indirect help to the choleh is kedai not putting off. By the way, on the latter one, the Rambam says in the Pirshei Mishnayos, it's only if there's no way to take it out. He disagrees with that. But there are Rishon that are medayik, that there's no inyan to be mahas, to put it off here in any way.
Would that be only be if it's mutter?
I mean, it is mutter. We just said it's mutter.
That's the makara.
We have no other way of learning the Mishnah. Now, what about Hadatani Rav Hoshea? Im bishvila cholesh yishan lo yechabeh v'im kova potter avalos. What about the brisa? The brisa says, for a cholet to go to sleep, you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, you're potter. But you shouldn't have done it. But it's also. I understand. So that doesn't work out at all. If that's referring to the same chola as our Mishnah. No. He, the brisa of Rav Hoshea was in fact going like Rabbi Shimon. So it's fundamentally not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And he was talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. So he's saying you should not put it out, but you wouldn't be chayev if you did. Now this raises a very serious problem. Because l'cha'ora, you're allowed to be over on Isurei Shvut for a choler she'ein bo sakana. And over here, according to Rabbi Shimon, since a malacha she'ein atzricha l'gufa is only an Isur d'Rabbanan, it should be mutter to turn off the lights for a choler she'ein bo sakana. Because indeed it's only a d'Rabbanan. From here, many are mechalek between two levels of Shvut. In other words, where we have an actual pu'ulat ha-malacha, as it would normally be defined in the Dioraita, the only difference is the kavanah with which it's done, no difference in the maisa, then there we're not mekel to say that on such a malacha one should do it for a chola she'ein bo sakana, because it's only drabon. And shvut lo gozru, it's not those things which are really melachot, which are similar in every way, but for something that's not noticeable, which is your intent. But in Afinami, if it would be a pulat isur, let's say moving books or something like that, so then in Afinami we wouldn't have been answering it for a chola she'ein bo sakana. Sha'ol she'ila zu le'ela mi rabbi tanchom diminoi. By the way, this formula, sha'ol she'ila zu, is the standard formula of the period of the she'iltot. This is the way in which every she'ilta is introduced. And this she'ila was asked in front of, this particular was a grouping. We often find this actually occurring in various midrashim, particularly in what is called the Rebbe Tanchuma, the Medrash of Rebbe Tanchuma, that it opens up with a question, and the Divrei Haggadah are introduced with a halakhic idea. And the formula goes, halakhic question, what appears to be a wild, tangential description of some type of agadic material, and then coming around in the end to an answer of the halakh. And here's one that crept into the Gemara. And it's interesting that we find this is really the sort of the way that the Rabbeinu Bachya introduces every parsha. He uses that whole tangential midrashic beginning to show you how it is we come from that to discussing thematically elements. I don't want to go into all of the details. I want to leave it to you, but I want to give you thematic hints. So the Agadah is always used for thematic hinting. I always say that the word Agadah comes from that. Agadah comes from the same word that the bus company comes from, Eged, which is the interrelating of a different roads and so on into one road system. And that's the interconnections that the Midrash offers. But anyway, this she'ela was asked in front of Rabbi Tanchum of Inoy. The question was, Ma'u l'chabot butzina denura mikame be'isha b'shabata? Is it permissible to put out the fire of a light, of a lamp, in front of someone who is ill on Shabbat? Patach v'amar, and so Rabbi Tanchum opened up his lovely drasha, saying, "Aye, An Shlomo, you, the great King Shlomo, what has happened to you? An Chachmatcha, An Suchlatenutcha, what happened to your knowledge and your wisdom? Lo Dayach Hashedvarecha Sotrim Divrei David Avicha, El Hashedvarecha Sotrim Zeh Zeh. It's bad enough that you contradict your father's words, but you can't seem to keep your own words straight in your head and you contradict yourself. David Avicha Amar Lo HaMeitim Yahalleluya, but certainly implies it's not a good idea to be dead. And you say, v'shat'at amat, v'shabeach ani, et ametim shekvar metu, that you think it's a very good idea to be dead, apparently. Furthermore, you then turn around and contradict yourself, v'chazat v'amata, ki lakelev chayu tov minayi amet. And then you say, better a live dog than a dead human being. Explain that. A lion. So therefore, I want to first explain, and obviously he's coming now to discuss issues of life and death, and the value of moments of life in terms of the putting out of a fire. So lokasha, hadikama David lo ametim yalleluya hadikama. Le'olam yasok adam b'torah b'mitzvot kodem shiyamut. A person should recognize that his life in olam hazeh should be dedicated to being osek in Torah and mitzvahs before he dies. Shekiman shemeit batel min haTorah min haMitzvot ein haKadosh Baruch Hu shevach bo. And that's the lo ametim yalleluya. Let's forget about even the issue of being zochet olam haba. The value of life. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have any value in dead chemicals? The Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hallel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the things that are achieved in your lifetime. V'hainu de'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai dechti b'metim chofshi, as we saw earlier, kivan shemet adam na'ase chofshi min haTorah min haMitzvot. Once a person is dead, he has no longer any chiyuvim. So even if you would give him, let's say, his tzitzit and his talit that he's buried with, or you're careful not to bury him in kilayim, he doesn't get any schar for that. He has no mitzvahs. So what's the point? So there, David HaMelech was making perfectly good sense. Now, in a totally different context, Shlomo HaMelech said, "V'shabeach ani et hametim shekvar metu." What was that referring to? Because note that kishechatu Yisrael b'midbar amad Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar kama tfilot v'tachadunim lefanav v'lo na'ana. You find that Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, it was about 40 days and nights, he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when he said, Zichor le'Avraham li'Yitzchak u'li'Yisrael avadecha, miyad na'ana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael as soon as he mentions the Brit with the Avot, and the Maisim Tovim of the Avot, lo yafeh mashlom av shabeach ani et hametim shekvar metu. Here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a live human being, he's being Isaac and Avedah Shemayim. His words don't make as much an impact as a reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the zchut of those who are no longer alive. So it makes a great deal of sense what Shlomo said. In this I must be mishambeach those who are already gone. Davar acher, in order not to reflect badly on Moshe Rabbeinu, minago shel olam melech basav adam gozer gzeirah, a human king, passes laws and decrees, even when he's alive, safek mekayimim otah, safek ein mekayimim otah, maybe, you know, if there's enough policemen, and people will be mekayim. Im dimzulom el mekayimim otah, and in the event that they do accept his decrees, no, b'chayav mekayimim otah, they're still worried about him. But b'moto im mekayimim otah, once he's dead, there go all of his decrees. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, gazar kama gezerot, v'tikein kama takanot, look at all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu left us. We still say his bracha for Birkat HaMazon, and we do his Kriyat HaTorah, and so on and so forth. So, there kayamot lo'olam lo'olam lo'olamim, lo yafeh amar shlomo shabeach ani et hametim. There were those who are more powerful now, thousands of years after their death, than the greatest power is today on earth. Davar acher v'shabeach ani et hametim is a reference to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Yom Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Mai dechtiv asei imi ot tova, v'yiru sonai ve'yevoshu. When David HaMelech said that pasuk, what did he have in mind as an ot letova? So Amar David levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, mechol li al oto avon. I'd like you to forgive me for what happened with Bathsheba. Amar lo mechol lecha, fine, forgiven. Amar lo asei mi ot b'chayai. I would like people to know in my lifetime that you forgave me. Amar lo b'chayecha eini modia. Well, not in your lifetime, but b'chayei Shlomo b'incha eini modia. Sure enough, Shebana Shlomo et Beit HaMikdash, b'keish lachnis aron lebeit kodesh HaKadoshim. So he's now bringing in the Oron HaBrit that had been brought to Yerushalayim by David. And he wants to put it into the Beit HaMikdash, Tavku Sharim Zebezeb. The doors refuse to open. Amar Shlomo Esrim Ve'arba'a Riranot, as appears in the Tefillah of Shlomo, is recorded. There's 24 different Lashonos of Tefillah, Rina, and so on. V'lo na'ana. There was still no answer. Patach v'amar, and so he began to say the Tehillah. Se'u sharim roshechem v'inasu pitche olam. V'yavo melech hakavod. The doors immediately suspected he was talking about himself. Melech hakavod, son melech hakavod, you are. Ro bat rei lemivle. So the doors popped out and started chasing him. They were about to swallow him alive. And they said, and that's the next passage. Who exactly are you referring to, man? Wait a second. Hold on. I didn't mean me. Hashem Tzvakotu Melech HaKavod. So, anyway, Hashem Gibor, Hashem Yisus V'Gibor. And then he made it clear. He said himself, Hashem Tzvakotu Melech HaKavod. None of us didn't help. Lo na'ana. But then, when he continued, and he said in his tefillah, Hashem Elokim, this appears in Divrei Hayamim, Al tashev p'nei mishichecha, zochra l'chastei David abdecha. The moment he mentioned David HaMelech, miyad na'ana, the doors opened wide. Bota sha'ah, nefchu p'nei kol sonei David kishulei kideira. And at that moment, David's enemies' faces turned black. V'yadu kol Yisrael, kol ha'am v'kol Yisrael, shimachalo ha'kadosh baruch hu al oto avon. By the way, that's the whole Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit to David. That's the mochol that occurred to him. Right? The whole Shir of Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit to David is talking about Mechilat Avonot. That was the main issue at the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash of Shlomo. So he's talking about himself. That whole Tehillah is connected to this event.
But Shlomo wrote it, not David?
No, David wrote it.
Who wrote for you?
Why not? The whole Sushan Rishetim was also one of them.
It's like what Shurbanite there, even though he wasn't allowed to build it. He had this ceremony for it.
Mm-hmm. Sushan was said by David, but by Shlomo.
So? But his name needed to be mentioned. But it was a reference, Baruch HaKodesh, to this Maisa, if you wish. So, in any event, it continues on over there, V'hainu d'chtiv, that's why we find that at the end of the ceremony, the eighth day, so it says, V'yom ha'shmini shilach ha'am, v'yavoch let ha'melech, it says, V'yalchu lo o'aleim smechim v'tovei leib, ha'kol ha'tova asher asah shem l'David avdo. David wasn't even alive. And yet the people went home feeling special about what had happened to David. What was that? Asher asah Hashem to David avdo l'Yisrael amo. So it means like this. First of all, it says vayachula ohaleihem. The ohel is always a reference to a wife. Yishti is beiti. So what does that mean? That they all came home and found their wives tahorot. Shematzuna shotayim b'torah. It's of course is connected the same issue of Kabbalat HaTorah, Shuvu Lechem Lo Aleichem, which Chazal tell us means the joys of sex, right? That's where the name of the book comes from. Mesimchat Ona, so that immediately here you have a reconstruction of the Har Sinai, Yerad Dodi Legano. So you have the same thing, Vayech Lo Aleichem.
It's also related to the Brachos, so David Melech was Osef in deciding issues with Tahara.
I'm not sure. Smechim v'tovei leiv kol ha'tova asher asah Hashem l'David avdo. So what is that referring to? So the smechim means shenenu b'ziv hashchina. That's the only real simcha. Tovei leiv shenitabru neshoteihem shekol achad v'yachad v'yalda zachar. All of them, their wives conceived with a male for zecher of this inyan. Al kol ha'tova asher asah Hashem l'David avdo. David Avdo means Shemachalo al Ato Avon, and everybody saw it. Well, the Yisrael Amo, the Achrei Avon, the Yom HaKippurim, they were a little bit concerned because they had made the dedication to Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, And they had a Suda on Yom Kippur, which was called the dedication, because it says Shiva Yamim, Shiva Yamim. So they were Mavato Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they learned it from a Kal Vachomer. But in any event, the whole lineage of Yom Kippur, of course, is the Kedushata Mishkan, the Kedushata Omoi. That's what allows the Achas B'Shona, the Kapor Achas B'Shona, is what allows the Kiyum of the Beit HaMikdash, correct? And that's the Tikkun for the Maaseh Melech Aviv. So they bedavka had the dedication of the new Mikdash on Yom HaKippurim. So that explains why it was that Shlomo HaMelech referred to HaMeitim. His work didn't do any good until he mentioned David. Moshe's work didn't do any good until he mentioned the Aves. What about his comment of Kilakelet Chai, who tov min Aryeh Hamet? The Aryeh in this case indeed is a reference to the king. To Rabbeinu Merab, Yom Rabbeinu Merab, my dechtivo d'ini Hashem, when Dovin HaMelech is mispalel, that he wants to know, d'ini Hashem kitzi, I want to know the end of my story. Umidat yamai mahi, eid'a machadal ani. What is this referring to? Omar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, hodieni Hashem kitzi. Tell me the end of the story. It's really tough when you don't know where you're going. Amar lo gzerahi milefanai. It's a decree that I have about human life. Ein modin kitzo shel basar v'adam. No mortal ever knows the end of his story. Okay, so at least midat yamai mahi. Let me know when I will die. No. Zerahi milefanai. She'ein modin midat yamav shel adam. No man can know the day of his death. Okay? I'd still like to know the day of the week. Could I know the day of the week? Okay, b'Shabbat Tammuz. You're going to die on a Shabbos. David said, a Shabbos? Chaval. Amut ve'achad b'Shabbat. I mean, maybe Sunday.
meaning the next Sunday.
I can't put it off. Because kvar higia malchut Shlomo bincha, ve'in malchut nogat v'chavetah fil kamalei nima, there's no way to put off Shlomo's ascension to the throne. Okay, so amud erev Shabbat, I'll go the day before, because on Shabbos, first of all, the sad thing on Shabbos will be Messiah people, they won't be able to be Isaac and me properly, you can't do a Torah on Shabbos, I can't say a Hesped, couldn't we marry her? So let's go a day earlier. Amala, no. Every day of your life is worth more to me than anything that Shlomo will achieve. Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha b'yolet. Tov li yom echad shata yoshev v'osik b'torah. Mi elef olot shatit Shlomo b'incha l'akrim l'fanai agabah emisbeyak. I prefer one of your days of learning to all of the big time neon lights of Shlomo's mouth. So anyway, David realized that what he's got to do is make sure that on every Shabbos he can't die. The only way to do that is to sit and learn the entire Shabbos that Malach HaMavis can't get close to. So kol yom haShabbat, the rest of his life, every single Shabbos, havayasi v'garis kula yuma, he would sit and learn the entire day, and that way the Torah prevented the Malach HaMavis from affecting him. But on the day that he needed it to be taken, so Malach HaMavis was sent to bring David. Come Malach HaMavis, come Malach HaMavis was in a tough spot. Wasn't able to do his shlichut because he would never stop learning. Amar, my Avid, like, good heavens, what am I supposed to do with this guy? Havile Bustana Chorei Beit. Now, Dovin HaMelech had this beautiful garden behind his palace. So, Ata Malach HaMavet, Saligu Bachish Bi'ilani. So the Malach HaMavet went into the trees, and he made strange sounds coming from the leaves of the trees. So, Nafak L'mirse. So, David went, was going out to see, what in the world is that all about? Avi Solik Bedag is going up on a ladder. Ifchi darga mitu, saying so one of the rungs of the ladder broke beneath his foot, and from the shock, he stopped learning for a second. So instinct. And at that moment, he got him. Menachem Afshin. Other people thought that he died because he fell off the ladder, which was just a coincidence. He died because he had stopped learning. So anyway, Shalach Shlomo Levein Medrash. So Shlomo sends a message to the Beis HaMedrash. I got some problems with Muktza over here. First of all, Abba made Umutal Bachama. I mean, he's sitting there in the sun. How am I supposed to do it? Mate is Muktza. Am I going to move him into the house? And also, Klavim Shaldeita Abara Evim. The dogs are barking. And I don't know, am I allowed to like feed them Basan Avela, which is Muktza? I mean, what do I do? Shokulei, so they said, okay, first thing to do is you gotta take care of the dogs. Chatoch Nevela, I mean, it's the Atzar Balakayim, Tzar Balakayim comes first. So therefore, take an Avela, and, you're allowed to be Osek in Nevela for the Tzar Balakayim. But as far as the Aryeh Hamet, which is your father, that was a problem. You can't move him. He's dead. What's the difference? But Hanerech Alav Kikaro Tinok, but in order for Kavan Hamet, we made a kula in Ilchot Mukta that you can put a loaf of bread or a baby on the body and then move it so it'll be near a kilo that you're moving it for something that you need. So first of all, what do they answer first about the dogs? What do they don't have shalos and muktzah? For the dogs, there's no shalos and muktzah. No, the Aryeh HaMeit is already made. So, no, lo yafeh amay shlomo ki lakelef chayu kovim in Aryeh HaMeit. Well, the inyan she'ela the she'ela, oh yes, and you did ask a question. Well, look how he phrases it. The she'ela the she'ela kad mechor. The question that I asked in front of you. Way to say it, Ba'anivut, because you asked me a shayla. But as far as the shayla that I asked in front of you, truth is, ner kuyan ner, v'nishvato shel adam kuyan ner. A lamp is a lamp, and an neshama is a lamp. Mutav tichaben ner, shel basar adam, it's better to extinguish a human-made lamp, mipnei nero shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than seeing the lamp of the Kadosh extinguished. It makes sense to turn off the lights if that's going to help a Kadosh lamp to burn. Amr Avira Bereda Rishwam Bar Shilas B'Shmei Dorav B'Kshu Chachamim Lignoz Sefer Kohelet. Actually, Sefer Kohelet was a real challenge. B'Meshe Dvarav Sotrim Zeh is full of all kinds of weird contradictions. B'Bnei Ma Lo Ganzu, why didn't they hide Sefer Kohelet? That's interesting. When it came to Sefer Yecheskel, they wanted to, but they spent a lot of time darshaning it to see if they could come up with a solution. 300 barrels of shemen it took to solve Sefer Yecheskel. Why didn't they give Kohelet the same treatment at least? Exactly. That's what the Achrayim say. In other words, Yecheskel has a chazak, and he's a navi. He has a chazak and navi. You have to assume that he's not a phony. But people who write from their own chachma, well, it's a riot. You have to first determine that indeed it's written on the level of Ruach HaKodesh and deserves to be part of what we study. If we find its contradictions, I mean, why should we assume Shlomo knows what he's talking about?
He wasn't a Jew. The total assumption is that Shlomo wrote it. I mean, in other words, in that sense.
Yeah, the assumption is that Shlomo wrote it, but not that he knew what he was talking about. Maybe just put on a good show. So we needed to have a raya that it's worthwhile pursuing. Mipnei Malo Ganzu, so what was that raya? Mipnei Shetchilato Divrei, it's a sublearn anyway. Mipnei Shetchilato Divrei Torah Besofo Divrei Torah. Look. It begins and ends religiously. It sounds okay. The beginning and the ending is okay. You can assume the middle part is all right. Nobody reads it anyway. That's for sure. Tchilato divrei Torah dechtiv ma yitron la'adam v'cholam aloshi amol tachat ha'shamesh. What benefit is there to a person? Everything that he works on beneath the sun. And the Rabbi Yani was medayik. You see, he says, Tachat HaShemesh. He's stressing only things which are a part of our temporal existence in space, and that's Takas HaShemesh. But something that pre-exists the Shemesh, Kodem HaShemesh, the Torah, Yeshlo, in that, I would never ask my Yitron La'adam. Passing universes, you know, what's the point? But something that came before the universe, that already makes sense to be Osikin. And so for the Vaitara Dechtiv, so for the Varakon Nishmat, Olim Yerevet, Mitzvotav Shemor, Gizekol La'adam. And saying Gizekol La'adam, what does he mean? My Zekol La'adam? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol Olam Kololo Nivrala B'Shvil Zeh. Earth and the universe was created for such a person. Someone who is Yorei Elokim. Rebaba Bar Kahana Amar, it means Shakul Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. Such a person is the equivalent of the universe. Shimon Ben Azeh Amar, Ramla Shimon Ben Zom Amar, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo Olo Vetzevet Lezeh. The rest of the world may not be tools, but you need them to keep be kept company. I'm sort of lonely just existing in a hyperspace somewhere. And when you say, so far you've spoken about the things that he writes, that he was Seser, David HaMelech, in which Ramela you answered also things that appeared to be steers, but we also find Dvarim Sotrim Zetzeh. What were the Dvorov Sotrim Zetzeh? We have contradictions in his own words. Well, he says, let's say, Tov Kas Mishok. So he puts down humor, right? He says, better to be in a matzav of tough-faced than in humor. And then he says, Tzchok Amarti Mulal. I thought that laughing was a wonderful thing. And it says, Shibakti Ani Ata Simcha. Make up your mind. And he says, Ula Simcha, Mazu Asa. It's nothing. Waste of time. I mean, he can't seem to make up his mind about it. So, Kasha. Tov Kas Mishok has a meaning that is different than you think. Tov Kas means the Kas Shekoes HaKadosh Baruch Hu La Tzadikim Ba'olam HaZeh. Where you find Tzadikim are always troubled in this world. So it looks like God is angry at them. That anger is better than the Shok Shemisachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu La Rasha'im Ba'olam HaZeh. Always the people that are Rasha'im seem to have a great life. And that's sort of troublesome in a way. You know, how come it's like, if there's any correlation, it seems to be in the wrong direction. You know? So, why is that? That kas is better, because that gives them the schar in olam hazeh, whereas the tzchok, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesameach, rishayim in olam hazeh, that takes away any chance that they would have had of having olam haba. Ule tzchok amarti mehulal, when I said that laughter, that is something to praise, that's the Shokhi Masachak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imat Tzadikim Bolam Abba. And when I contradicted myself, Shibachti Ani Ata Simcha, that's referring to Simcha Shal Mitzvah. When I said, Ola Simcha, Mazel Sa, what do you think you're spending your time on? Watching comedy movies. Zut Simcha Sheina Shal Mitzvah. Lelam Decha Shein Shechina Shora. Lo Mitoch Atzvut, Velo Mitoch Atzlut, Velo Mitoch Shok, Velo Mitoch Kavod Rosh, Velo Mitoch Slicha. Why indeed was he so mishabeach and ma'alel simcha? Because the only way that a person can be zochet hashras hashchina is not through being unhappy and not through being sort of irresolute, not by laughing around at silliness and not just from babbling and not from involvement in his checkbook, but only from the joy of a mitzvah. Shenemar, v'ata kechuli minagein, v'aya kenageno minagein, v'ati ala v'yad Hashem. So after the argument with Yehoshaphat, a miserable mood. You can't even have an aviyah, somebody's just feeling. He says, all right, bring me an orchestra. They play, and then listening to the music, he's zochet ha'shras ha'shchina, v'ati ala. So then the shchina is shayra on it. So that tzerech, as Rashi says, that tzerech to have Ashrat Ashkina, we've spoken for many hours about this on the nights of Sukkot, but the tzerech of having Ashrat Ashkina is Simcha Shal Mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah. In other words, the Nagein is Simcha Shal Mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to have the Shkina Shera, And therefore, that Simcha Shemitzvah can be Matra Lashkina. Something of a tautology. Because, I mean, it's not a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. All right. The same thing is true if you're learning Torah. You got to be in a situation which you're happy, and that's the way to find your way in a Gemara. You have a nice laugh. The simcha b'tov leva. Yeah. Omar Rava, b'chein l'chalom tov. You want to have a good dream? You have to go to sleep happy. Now wait a minute. You're saying you're supposed to be happy when you're learning? You have somebody sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips aren't dripping bitterness from all of his being bashed around, thinking of a svara and getting smashed over the head, being made to look like an idiot, and then falling asleep and being smashed with this electric prodder and being made to look like an idiot. That's all part of the learning process. And if you don't have that, his lips should be burned. Shnema sifto tav shoshanim notvot mor over. First of all, don't read that mor over. Mar over. Bitterness. Al tikre shoshanim ela sheshonim. Lips that are busy learning Torah should be dripping in bitterness. And you're saying you're supposed to be laughing? No, wait a minute. One's a reference to the Rebbe. He's supposed to be the guy cracking jokes. Everybody else is supposed to be serious. Abarava of a Talmud. Or, could be even a Rebbe shouldn't be cracking jokes. Lokasha. Homikame the liftach. Before you start the sugya, then you'd crack a joke. But all the bus of the person, once in the middle of the sugya, then you don't need a joke. Kihada Rabba. Rabba would always start off his shir with a good laugh. So, mikame the patach with the rabbana before starting his shir. Omar Milton, the Chuta, would always tell him, I heard a good one today, and everybody would crack up. Ubatche Rabbana, they would all laugh. And then, Masof, Yati Be'imata, Upatach Meshmaita, and then he would compose himself in seriousness to open Divrei Torah as if he's sitting in front of the Shechina on Har Sinai. The truth is that they also figured they should get rid of Mishlei too. There are too many contradictions in that book. Av Sifrei Mishlei, Sifrei Mishlei Bikshuli Gnoz. Shoyu Dvarav Sotrim Zedze. Umipnei Ma Lo Ganzu, why didn't they hide Mishlei? Because they said, well, we thought that Kohelet was also garbage, but then we looked into it and we found that it actually made sense. So Sefer Kohelet, Lav Agina Vashkachina Taima. Maybe we should look into Sefer Mishlei and assume that it makes sense, and then we'll see what it means. So therefore, they did the same thing. Let's do the same thing here. And they came and learned Sefer Mishlei, and indeed ended up finding that it made sense. You say Mishlei has a lot of contradictions, then give me an example. Okay, I'll give you one of the most crazy examples. On the one hand, so it says, Altam ksil ki valto. Don't answer fool according to his own perverseness. And then he says exactly the opposite. And then he says, Ani ksil ki valto. Make sure you answer that fool in his own perverseness. What's going on? And maybe one thing, if this pasuk, one pasuk was at the beginning of the Sefer, the other pasuk was at the end of the Sefer, problem is, one comes after the next. So, what's the pshat? Lokash. Haba Divrei Torah, Haba Mila Gyalma. One is referring to Divrei Torah, in which if you don't answer him, even though he's an idiot, he may think he's a smart guy. And the other one is where the person is saying something stupid about you. Who cares? He wants to talk about you. Be stupid. It's his problem. Ki hadi Yehudi asked to come to Rebbe. It was this guy who comes to Rebbe.
Comes to Rebbe.
Ah, but what did he say?
We haven't got to
that. Ah, exactly. Omar Alei. So he says to Rebbe, you know, it's a heck of a wife you got there. It's a good thing she's mine too. And those kids. Who do you think has the kids? I mean, Banecha Banai. So Rebbe says to him, no kidding. I think we should drink on that. Would you like to have a drink? Gives him a drink of wine. Shatau paka. The guy drinks the wine and blows up. I'm not going to argue about it. There's another guy who came to Rebbe. He said to him, you know, your mom was really my wife. Natavini. Chia, my dear son, how are you? He says to him, really, we should have a l'chaim then. Ritzomcha shetishteh, kosho yayin, shatau paka. He also blew up. So.
Strong stuff.
Omar Rebbe Chia.
Are these
boys? No. Omar Rebbe Chia. I'm like, salute to Rebbe. You see, Rebbe, his whole life, daven, do we say his tefillah, I remember, every single day. The Lolashavi Bonav Mamzerit. Here this guy was trying to turn his children into Mamzerit. He says, yeah, your wife is my wife, your children are my children. What was Rebbe's tefillah? The Rebbe, Kiavi Matzli, when he davened after his tefillah, we incorporate this in the morning before his tefillah, the end of Birkot HaShachar. So he would say, Yiratzom Mefanecha Hashem Lokeinu Shetatzileni Hayom Mi'azei Panim. Umiyazut panim. Azut panim is a simen of mamzerut. So he's really saying essentially this situation. So that wine was prepared from the tefillah of Rebbe. But when it comes to b'divrei Torah, where you should answer a fool, mahi ki adi yasim. Ah, I meant to bring that picture. It's today's Gemara. Forgot to bring my mushroom book. I made that whole book in preparation for this day. Oh, ay, ay, ay. Well, we'll see in a moment. Maybe we can get Mika to run over with your tub.
She's probably in the
in the pool.
I can go.
All right. Anyway, I this was show and tell today. You know, you messed up on the show, but I can still tell. So anyway, Rabbi Gamliel was explaining a drush. He was doing Atida Isha Sheteleid B'chol Yom. It will be, Latid Lavo, that a woman will give birth every day. Sheneemar, so in other words, pregnancy won't take any time, just like it was in Gan Eden. Because over there it says, Nimediotam Eretz Safon, and continues on, Harav Yoledet Yachdav. So it's called Harav Yoledet Yachdav. In other words, Hirayon and Leida come together. Ligueva lava oto Talmid, that famous Talmud, who was definitely not oto Saba, that famous Talmud, who always made problems. And he laughed at Rabbi Gamliel's drasha. Ah! Hey, look at these weirdos. Ein kol chadash tachat ha-shemesh. It says, after all, beferish in Kohelet, nothing's new under the sun. Or Malaysa, Rabbi Gamliel, instead of ignoring him, addressed him and said, it doesn't have to be new, because look, here's a Tarnagolet. So not the Kachvili Tarnagolet. The Tarnagolet has an egg every day. So here, there you go. You basically have Hirayon and Leida every single day. You know, one day after the next. It's interesting that the Gro points out that the answer that we're giving to Shlomo HaMelech's contradiction is not just an answer that we make up, and it has to be inherent in the pasuk itself. So he points out it's very inherent in the pasuk. One says, "Al tam ksil kivato pentish velo gamata." You want to be an idiot like him? Anything that you answer a guy that is saying your wife is my wife and so on, you're just going to go down to his level. What can you possibly say? So never go down to the idiot's level. But the other pasuk says, "Anek tzilkivato pen yecha cham beinav." The guy will think that he's really smart. I got you. Ein kol chadash tachat hashemesh. So in inyanim of chokhmah, you have to make it clear to him that he's an idiot. So there, you're not going down to his darga. You're making sure that he doesn't mistake his own foolishness for chokhmah. So another drasha where this happened was where Rabbi Yishmael, rather Rabbi Gamliel, darshan, petuya tiv Rabbi Gamliel, the kadarish, atidim ilanot shematzim perot b'chol yom. It will become a time when trees will give forth new fruit every day. Shemar, It says, again, in reference to the ultimate Bahar, Marom Yisrael, and so on. So there it says, V'nasa anaf v'asa peri. Ma anaf b'choyom af peri b'choyom. Ligleda l'avotot Talmud. The same Talmud laughed at him. It says, Tzedinko chadash tachat Hashem. Omalei bovay haka dugmatam b'olam hazeh. I'll show you a dugma. Took him outdoors and showed him a tzlaf. A tzlaf has every single day. It basically turns from something that was a berry into a fruit and so on. It's constantly, it's a very strange tree. We've spoken about it. It's a very strange tree that has all three stages of growth going on simultaneously, which is very rare. So sure, that's a pshat. That tzlaf is a remes to such a thing. The su yasu rebbe Gamliel, by the way, that tzlafim are very, very active right now. If you walk around the rova, you'll see their mamish in full bloom and doing their thing. V'su Yosef Rabbi Gamliel b'kadarich. Furthermore, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Atida Eretz Yisrael shetotzi gulus kaot ofli milas." Eretz Yisrael is going to actually bring forth loaves from the ground that you can just bite into. You don't have to go to any trouble to do your baking, and material straight from the ground. Shenamar yehi pisat bar baretz. It's a pisat bar. Is something, a pas, like that, the size of your entire hand. And it'll be bar, it'll be like tfuah. And furthermore, we have the same lashon, pisat, it's like tonet pasim, means fine material. So it's a double meaning. But where do you get something that grows the size of your hand that you can eat, what, a yidu lachmaniyah, straight from the ground, ligleg alavototamin. Olen kol kadash tachad ha-shemesh. Amar leiz, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, let me show you. So that you don't think that it's chadash. So when it came to show him a loaf, he took him out and he showed him, there you go, overnight you get an entire loaf of truffle and of mushroom. And that was the beautiful picture I was going to show you, taken on Richie's island. Of literally, I mean, I take a pen and put it by the side to get a sense of the size of this thing. A loaf that grew up overnight. Eat the loaf. Yeah? Unbelievable. Mamish a loaf. And when it came to clean milat, he had to show him a dugma, where do you see material growing out of the ground? He showed him the navra bar kura. That's the material that grows around the palm tree underneath the kura. That's like a material. It's all woven. Literally, it looks like woven material. Very strange kind of thing. Yeah. Says, there you go. So in Olam Hazeh, we even have it. Can't use that very much, but it's already not Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So. Clearly, Shmaimna Rabbi Yudahi, who holds the blockage in Tzvika Lukov is Chayev. So, Reish, where my ask how about that?
Okay, come on.
שכשחטאו ישראל במדבר, אמר משה בפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר כמה תפילות ותחנונים לפניו, ולא נענה. וכשאמר זכור לאברהם, ליצחק, לישראל עבדיך, מיד נענה, ולא יפה אמר שלמה, משבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו. דבר אחר, מנהגו של עולם מלך בשר ודם גוזר גזירה, ספק מקיימים אותה, ספק אם מקיימים אותה, ואם תמצאו אומרים מקיימים אותה, בחייו מקיימים אותה, במותו הם מקיימים אותה. ואילו משה רבינו גזר כמה גזירות ותיקן כמה תקנות וקיימות הן לעולם לעולמי עולמים. לא יפה אמר שלמה ושבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו. דבר אחר ושבח אני את המתים כרביון אמריו ימריון אמריו מי דכתיב עשה אימיות טובה ויראו שונאי ויבושו. אמר דוד לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם מכול לי על התואבון. אמר לו מכול לך. אמר לו עשה אימיות בחיי, אמר לו בחייך איני מודיע, בחיי שלמה בנך אני מודיע. וכשפנה שלמה את בית המקדש ביקש להכניס ארון לבית קודש הקודשי, דווקא שרים זה וזה. אמר שלמה 24 רננות ולא נענה, פתח ואמר שאו שערים ראשיכם וינשאו פתחי אלון ויבוא מלך הכבוד, וראתו באתו אל המבלה, אמרו מי זה מלך הכבוד? אמר לו השם מזוז וגיבור. חזר ואמר שוב שערים ראשיכם עשו פתחי אלון ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מי זה מלך הכבוד? השם צבקות הוא מלך הכבוד סלע. ולא נענה, כיוון שאמר השם אלוקים אל תשת בני משיחיך זוכרה לך שדה דוד עבדיך. מיד נענה, באותה שעה נחו פני כל שני דוד כשולי גדרה וידעו כל העם וכל ישראל שמרחה לו הקדוש ברוך הוא התואבון. ולא יפה אמר שלמה ושבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו. והיינו דכתי ביום השני שלח את העם ויבורכו את המלך ויבורכו לו עליהם שמחים וטובי לב על כל הטובה שעשה השם לדוד עבדו וישראל עמו. ויבורכו לו עליהם שמצאו נשותיהם בטהרה שמחים שנהנו מזיו השכינה וטובי לב שנתעברו נשותיהם שכל אחד ויחד וילדה זכר על כל הטובה שעשה השם לדוד עבדו שמחה לו עליו תואבון ולישראל עמוד אפילו ועוון יום כיפורים. ותקאמר שלמה כי לכלב חי יותר מן הרי המת כרבי נאמר רב. יאמר רבי נאמר רב מי דכתיב הודיעני השם כי ציו מדעת ימי מגי דאמר חדל אני. אמר דוד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם הודיעני השם כי ציו אמר לו גזירה היא מלפני אין מודיעין קיצו של בשר ודם ומדעת ימי מגי גזירה היא מלפני אין מודיעין מדעת ימיו של אדם. So at least they dam akadal and yamar lo okay be shabbat amud amud be akad be shabbat ma kvar yam akud shlomo bilcha em ba kod nagad be gavr david kem lo nima amud be erf shabbat amar lo ki tov yom be chatzira kom yolet tov le yom shata al sik vat yoshev al sik vat ram yela valot shati shlomo bilcha lak nil fanay agabe yam izdeyach. So ko yom de shabbat avayati be gagor skul yom ahu yom de bani yom manach nefshe kom malach amavet kamei vlo yochel vlo afik vatsipun in the yirsa. אמר, איי, מה היה הדבר? אבל לבוסתן אחרי בית, יעת המלך המחת, סלק ובוחש בילמנה. לא תקלמיך זה, אבל סלק ודרג, איך דרג, מתות אישתיק ונח נפשי. שולח שלמה לבין מדרש, אבא מת ובטא בחמה וכלבים של בית הבר עדים. מה יעשת? שאול קולי חתוך נבילה וענת לפני הכלבים. ויביך הענך על הכיכר, התינוק וצלטלו. ולא יפה אמר שלמה, כי לכלב חי יותר מהרי המת. ולהנה שאלה ושאיל נקד מכון. נר קרוי הנר ונשבתו של אדם קרוי הנר. מוטב תחבר נר של בשר ודם מפני נרו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמר רבי יהודה בר אלה ושמעון בר שילה זה בשמי דרב. ביקשו חכמים לגנוז ספר קהלת מפני שדבריו סותרים זה את זה. ומפני מה לא גנזו מפני שתחילתו דברי תורה וסופו דברי תורה. תחילתו דברי תורה תכתיב מה יתרון האדם בכל עמלו שיעמול תחת השמש. ויעמד בן רדיאנאי תחת השמש ובינו. בקודם שמש יש לו. סופו דברי תורה דכתיב סוף דבר הכל נשמת אלוהים יראו את מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. מה כי זה כל האדם? אומר אדם זה כל העולם כולו לא נברא לו בשביל זה. רבא בבר כאן אומר שקו זה כנגד כל העולם כולו. שמעון בן עזר אומר רמלה שמע בן זום אומר לא נברא כל העולם כולו לא צוות לזה. ומה דבריו סותרים זה את זה? כתיב טוב כעס בשחוק, כתיב לשחוק אמרתי מעולה, כתיב ושבחתי אני את השמחה וכיבו שמחה מה זו עושה? לא קש, לא קש משחוק. טוב קש יקרא איזה קדוש ברוך על הצדיקים בעולם הזה משחוק שמשחק הקדוש ברוך הוא על הרשעים בעולם הזה. וזה שחוק אמרתי מעולה זה שחוק שמשחק הקדוש ברוך הוא עם הצדיקים בעולם הבא. ושיבקתי אני את השמחה הזו, שמחה של מצווה. וזה שמחה מה זו עושה? זו שמחה שאינה של מצווה. ללמדך שאין שכינה שורה לא מתוך עצבות ולא מתוך עצלות ולא מתוך שחוק ולא מתוך קלות ראש ולא מתוך שיחה ותהילה ולא מתוך דברים ותהילים אלא מתוך דבר שמחה של מצווה שאין הרי אתה כחולי מנגן והיה כנגן המנגן ואתי עליו יד השם אומר רבי רבכין לדבר הלכה אומר רבי רבכין לחלום טוב איני ואומר גיל למרב כל תמיד חכם שיושב בבני רבו ואין שפתות תבנות חות מר תכוונה שאין הסיפתות תב שושנים נוטפות מור עובר אל תקרא מור עובר למר עובר אל תקרא שושנים אלא שש שנים לא קשה ברבא ותמיד ויבוידים אהבה ברבא לא קשה המקמי דליפתק על הבטק דליפתק כי עוד רבא מקמי דפתק ולרבונן המניות ובזיכותיו ובטחי רבונן וסוף ידי בהימתיו ופתח ושמע איתה ואף ספר מי שביקשו לגנוע שהיו דבר סופרים זה זה בפני מהלוגים זו אמרי, נו, ספר כאלה, לב העינן, והשכחינה דיימה, הכי נעני, לעינן. ומה הדבר סופרים זה? זה כתיב אל טען, כסיל כיבתו, כתיב עלי כסיל כיבתו. לא קש, אבל דברי טוב במילודי אמה. כי עוד יהודי עוד הלכה מדברי מי אמר לה, אשתך אשתי, ובניך בניי. אמר לה, לחיים, רצון לך שתשתה כושר יאי, שאתה עוד בקף. ועוד יהודי עוד הלכה מדברי מי אמר לה, אמך אשתי ואתה בני. אמר לה, רצון לך שתשתה כושר יאי, שאתה עוד בקף. אמר לה, וכי האנגל יצאו אותי לרבי, דלו נשבי בנב במזרת. ורבי, רבי מאציה, מי רצון לפניך שמבקינו, שתצילנו היום מהזה פנים ומהזות פנים. בדברי תורה, מה היא? כי אדי עד רבי נמי עוד הקדוש עתידי שאתה שתה לי בכל יום, שמהר אני עוד את יעס, תבליג לגלות את המיד ואמר, אי, אם כל כך הדרש, תחת השמן. אומר, בואו, ורחת במתן בעולם הזה נמד ואחר את הנגולת. ותו, יד רבי נמי עוד הקדוש עתידי נעלי אילנות, שמוציא פירות בכל יום, שמהר ענף עשה פרי, מה ענף בכל יום עד פרי, פרי בכל יום. ליג לגלות את המיד, אמר, ותו, אין כל כך הדרש, תחת השמן. אומר לי בובר, הכר דוגמתם בעולם הזה, נופק ואח ולצלף. ותו ידי ומיימי לקדוש עתידה ארץ ישראל, שתוציא גלוסקאות וכלי מילת, שמה היא פיסת בר בארץ. לגלג עליו אותו תמיד, אמר, אין כל קדש תחת השמן. אומר לי בובר, הכר דוגמתם בעולם הזה, נופק אח ולקמים ופטריות, וכלי מילת נעבר בקורה.
טוב.
חיים.